Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Good morning. Today's Adventure in Creation takes us into the world of trees, and especially the cottonwood trees. Ecclesiastes 2:6 says, "I make groves of flourishing trees." The artwork in God's creation with this special tree is the cotton produced by this magnificent tree of survival. The trees are found within two-thirds of the United States. The eastern variety is smaller and darker than the western variety. They both produce cotton that holds the seeds together and float in the wind to plant new seeds. Trees, they are of the poplar family. It is one of the largest North American trees and is used for making boards for buildings. When I see them cut out west near the plains, I see the hawks using them as perches as they look for prey. Caterpillars love them for their large leaves, and they are usually located near water with a root system that spreads out but does not go deep. They like dry soil. Cotton is a seed plant that helped build the South as a very useful material for cloth making. Cottonwood cotton is not able to be used that way. The tree bark is also used by cowboys, was also used by cowboys afflicted with stomach issues by making a tea from the inner bark. They usually live 70 to 100 years. They are called the pioneer of the prairie because cowboys and pioneers and travelers found them a good point of reference when traveling. Thank you, Jesus, for your spectacular cottonwood tree. Its size is dramatic, as is there usually only one in an area. Animals like deer, birds, elk, buffalo, and others use it for food in their homes. The branches are huge and create an enormous canopy of shade that is welcome on hot days. Thank you for this unique tree. The cotton it produces and the seeds that are blown to create other cottonwood trees, and the animals that need it for food, for nesting, for protection. Thank you, Jesus, for your love and your artwork of your creation. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.